Chủ đề chúng ta được học buổi sáng hôm nay đó là
title
đã là với Chúa
is satisfied with the Lord. If we cannot be satisfied with what the Lord has given us, we could not follow. Open the Bible in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 to 3. Is the word of God. Come, all you are thirsty. Come to the waters. And who, you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money or without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good. And you will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. My faithful love promised to you. And the key verse in Psalm chapter 16 verse 11. We will read this key verse. Christ, let's read. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Before the Lord, we are satisfied. And at this time, we invite our pastor to come and share the message. We are thankful that you have come to worship with us. We welcome all of you, those who are coming from afar, to share our worship this morning with us. The reason and being satisfied is the right thing for that. You can believe, but to be satisfied. But if we believe without being satisfied, something that is missing in it, and not according to what our will, may the Lord help us to learn being satisfied in the Lord. And the key verse is in Psalm 16 verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. And this is the Lord God giving to each one of us. Doesn't matter which part of history we are, the Lord is leading in the path of life, that when we walk in the path of life, everybody can feel that we are satisfied and experience the eternal pleasure. In 1993, the movie Rudy, many of us have seen this movie. The undersized Notre Dame football player named Daniel endured some tough times because his dream to play for Notre Dame is not being fulfilled. And he finally went to a walk on into the Notre Dame football team.
Indiana.
And his playing with other, he did not succeed as a football player, and finally he left the football team, and he left that, he came into a Catholic priest named Father Kavanaugh, and he said, I hope that to become a the best actor of the Holy Land. Can you pray for me to become a famous actor in Hollywood? And Kavanaugh, in one of the best ones ever to come out of Hollywood, Kavanaugh said, son, in 35 years of religious study, I have only come up with two hard, incontrovertible facts. That is a God, and second, I am not him. And today you come, I will give you a third incontrovertible fact. There is a God. You are not Him, but you can know Him personally. In congregation, I think that all these principles can apply to each one. There is a God, and that we have to know. We are not God, but we can have a personal relationship with our Heavenly Father. And may this morning, the Word of God will remind us how we can have a life that is satisfied in all. Let's pray for God. Dear our loving Father, before the Lord, you, each one of us in this sanctuary, maybe we are facing setbacks in life. Some of us are facing sickness. There are some challenges in the work life. Maybe there are challenges in the family. And maybe we could not be satisfied in this situation. We are thankful because we are taught that believing and being satisfied is a gain for all the believers. And the Lord with us, we understand that next to you, we will be satisfied about your right hand. We have eternal pleasure. May we come there so that we can experience the life that you have promised each one of us. May the word each has myself or put my word in the lid on that I have good sleep will not be a stumbling block, but becoming something that can do up in this church. May we comfort each one of us. My dear word, we are thankful, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In congregation, based on the word of God, Isaiah said, told the people of Israel in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1, 2, 3, that we have just read. There are three invitations that God is inviting His people. The first invitation is to those who recognize their need. The second is invitation to those that they recognize their mistake. And the third invitation is to those who recognize the Lord. Let's think about all these invitations and know that our God could be satisfied in the Lord. First, invitation to those who recognize their needs. The first word, God said to the people of Israel, come, all you are thirsty, come to the water. God creates
vì vậy khi một người ở trong một tình trạng bị mất nước có thể là vì nôn mửa vì tháo dạ vì phải gian nắng quá nhiều thì
our body was consuming water. Sometimes without water the body will wither away. Come all you are thirsty, come to the waters. This is a thirst for spiritual need. Water is a need of the body. It's necessary, very important. Without water, the body will wither away. But also spiritual dryness is very important. The Lord said, whoever thirsts, come. That means that person who recognizes the need of that person spiritually, or the body's needing water, all the parents raising little children, and I have some niece and nephew and grandsons and brothers. Sometimes we have to remind them, why don't you come at home? We have to remind them to drink water. It is very often wanting because these children lack understanding. They play a lot. They pay attention to their friends. But they forgot their needs. If there is no one in the body, then the body can wither and get tired. In the past week, the Mr. Fu was son, and his friends were very tired during the celebration or the ceremony of the grandfather passing away. When our spiritual was dry before the Lord, and that is something that is very dangerous, that the Lord must remind the people of Israel, the people of God, these savages not just in outside, but for those who belong to the Lord. Why? Because there are something in there that are attracting them. And just like the children wanted to play so much, but they forgot that their need of mother is theirs. Because of we are so busy with work, busy with our friends, busy with some other activities of this world, that we would let our spiritual with by with. This is the key need that the Lord is always concerned for us. In the Old Testament, whoever thirsts, he comes and drinks. When Jesus appeared, whoever thirsts, come to me and drinks. There are blessings for those who are hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. The Lord sees our need, but our situation, maybe all the busyness of life that caused this spiritual need to be not in the highest priority. Many of us sometimes do not drink because they are used to not drinking wine. Though they are reminded, all the doctors remind them, or the family members remind them, but they feel that drinking water is something is very more. And some of us here also have very little water. And when we are in the situation when we are sick, and our body will continue to wither and hard to recover because our body lacks enough water. In the 18th century, there is a famous surgeon named John Hunter. He is a doctor on the royal part of the King George fleet. This doctor had a very strange sickness. Whenever he got angry, and then he hurt his chest. And because he complained, my life in the hand of whoever can make me angry. And this is the true sickness of this doctor. But he could not control his anger. And this complaint became true because in a meeting with the governing board of the hospital in London, and the Dr. Hunter had an argument with a employee of this governing board, and he was so angry that he was angry, he left the meeting room, and then for next rooms, he fell down and died. Dr. Hunter knew his condition, but he could not control it. He could not control his anger. And many of us, we can feel that we have a need spiritually, but because of the busyness of this life, continue to tie the hands and cause us to be attracted to this world, so that when we look at our life, we did not have the opportunity to feel being satisfied with the Lord. The Lord said, whoever thirsts, come to the water. Your congregations in Psalm 42 has written a psalm talking about the dryness of the spiritual need of the people, Israel. The people of Israel did not obey the Lord, and so the Lord sent them to be in a dispersion or in exile. My Lord, my heart, as the deer pants for stream of water, so my soul pants for you. So when the deer give birth to dawn, the thirst for water is so great. And so the baby deer is very weak, but they have to find a stream so that they can satisfy the thirst after giving birth to the young deer. They know that they can be attacked them by other ferocious animals, but because of the thirst for water, they have to find the stream of water. The need is so great that they have to find a stream of water immediately. And this author in Psalm 22 My soul pants for you as the deer pants for stream of water. We are wanting the thirst in the worship. When they were in exile, they could not be satisfied in the worship. When Jerusalem was in exile, they were under the oppression. Where is your God? And my tears have been my food day and night. Dear congregation, when we are the opportunity that the word of God, everybody is thirsty, come to the waters. Do we have the time to come to the source of waters? But something still preventing us from going there. That we are so used to being dry that we do not see our need for spiritual water. And next to those who do not know the needs of their spiritual or my well-being, anyone who are thirsty, come to the waters. And those who do not have money, come and buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money or without cost. The congregation, those people who do not money, those have not any kind of hope in their life. Those who do not have money, those who do not resolve their own needs. And the Bible is a story of Naomi left Jerusalem to came to Moabite land to, because of famine with those two sons. But after many times there, the Moabite and Amalek, her husband came and died away, and those two sons also passed away. Naomi wanted to go back to Jerusalem, Bethlehem, but her daughter had left her, Naomi, to return to her family after her husband passed away. Only Ruth and Naomi follow Naomi. And they saw Naomi, they came and invite Naomi, and they were rejoicing. Is that Naomi? I don't know. Naomi means sweet. But Naomi was so bitter. Do not call me Naomi, but call me Mara. That means bitterness. Why? Because she returned without husband, without son, without any possession. She said, I left. It's full, but when I came back, my empty ended, and she blamed the Lord. The Lord has caused me into suffering. God did not create those conditions. The Lord always told the people without hope, come and buy, without cost, without paying anybody, buy without money, because that pay price was paid by Jesus Christ on the cross. So when the Lord adds in mind, through the living Lord, that person received freely the gift of God. So the condition, our conditions, we are just lacking and not knowing what our spiritual need is. Or we could be, we have left the hope, and the word of God will continue to be a value to us. Come and buy wine and meal without money and without cost. May the Lord be serious that we have the opportunity to come to Him. This is something the Lord did not obligate, but something God always encouraged and finds to bind us. Like a father recognized the need of the children, and each one of us will be listening to the word of God here. The Lord encouraged, come. Whoever is the come in Greek means that like an invitation, a concern of someone. Hey, that means a calling to, for that person to turn around, to make pay attention. It is the word of God that have called, because He has paid attention to His children from the Old Testament and until now. God is coming. But who has ear, let him hear. In the letters to the churches in Revelation, whoever has ear, let him hear. Where we have all ears, right? Everyone. But does our ear hear the word of God That's another problem. So may us listen to the word that the Holy Spirit is reminding us in the letter, whoever have ear, listen to the word of the Holy Spirit speaking to the church. And that is a general word for everyone. Whoever has ear will hear. And this is a response for each one of us. That each one of us, may we respond appropriately to this invitation so we can experience the blessing that we can be satisfied of the need of our spiritual needs. The second point, the Lord encourages this invitation to those who recognize their mistakes. In verse 2, why do you spend money on what is not bread? Bread is something to satisfy our hunger. But if we cost make money that we could not enjoy, that we have bought, that is very unfortunate. Why do you labor on what does not satisfy? Labor on what does not satisfy means we have paid a price, but what we want is not satisfying for our need. We are not stupid to do this. None of us is stupid enough to do those things, but in reality, we are being deceived to buy things that did not satisfy, and we have paid a price for that. It is on the future. We could say that the deception of the seller, the advertisement, or the outward appearance of the product has some attractiveness into our minds when we go and shop that caused us to be deceived. We have seen many in YouTube and online. We have seen there are many cases of unfortunate story about deception, about love, about economic deception. There are many different kind of deception called the people who have lost their money because we are seeing some invitation like that. And in the beginning of the year, they created some streets that are putting out in the mall. It's very attractive, but those apple trees was decorated. It's not real. They found all the branches and the leaf is like those of the apple trees, and that they took all the leaf away and they bought all the apple and put it into these dead branches. And then these apples were shiny, very shiny, they're appealing. And people walk back and forth and say, yeah, it's just a small tank, it's full of apples. And they pay a very deep price to buy these deceptions. And when they come home afterward, all that apples fall with them. Because the apples were just hanging on there manually. There is no life in them. And sometimes they, so even they are being deceived to buy, even though it is safe. We can easily be deceived. And some of us can receive invitation to, and they fish for payment, and they promise to pay, but at the end of the year, when they return, they did not get paid because of the deception of the advertisement. And in Vietnam, those people living in the mountainous area came to come down and trade their product. And they promised to be paid, but at the end of the month, and those workers who worked for the whole month did not get paid. And so they were deceived into leading to work for the hotels or some establishment in the city. And they reported all of that, all of the complaints, because of all those deceptions. This evil will always deceive the believers. When the evil comes to the first person, Eve, told Eve that the fruit that we she could not eat. The Lord said, when you eat it, you will die. In generation chapter 2, Eve saw the tree in the garden. Look beautiful. Look delicious. Look valuable because it could open her intellect. And she violated God's commandment. Once they ate those fruit, they did not have the wisdom, but all they see was shame before the Lord. The way of evil is to create something false that looks on the outside beautiful, but truly we become the victim of the deception. The evil continues to deceive the believers that do not have a true understanding of the Word of God, so that if Satan can destroy the lives of believers, though we, in all situations, can be deceived Satan more than to listen to the Word of God, because they, these deceptions are very sophisticated, but the Lord will always be concerned with our spiritual needs. Why do you buy something that you not be satisfied? The Lord knows our situation. Why do you labor on what does not satisfy? Because the Lord sees how truthful about our spiritual needs. There is a pastor. There's a pastor named Tony Campolo who wrote a book called The Kingdom of God is a Party. And in this chapter 1, he tells the story of a trip to from Philadelphia to Honolulu in the mid of 80s for vacation. And because of the time difference, having crossed many times over from Philadelphia to Hawaii, he found himself awake and needing breakfast at 3:30 a.m. local time. He ended up in a greasy, dirty place ordering a donut and a coffee. And while consuming this wholesome breakfast, there were an 8 or 9 prostitutes came into during that time. The place is small. 8 or 9 of them came in. Then, see, normally, everybody will return. Nobody left at 3:30 a.m. in that store. But Campolo was surrounded. And like most of us, he thought the best thing to do is to get out of there. Then he overhears one of them say, tomorrow is my birthday. I will be 39. And somebody else listened to her. So, what do you want me to do about it? Want me to throw you a party? Make you a cake? Say happy birthday? The first shot back. Come on. Why do you have to be so mean? I'm just telling you. You don't have to put me down. I don't want anything. I've never had a birthday party in my whole life. Why should you give me one? Why should I have one now? I'm just saying. She's never had a birthday in her party. A birthday party in her life. If you know Tony Campolo, you probably have an idea what happens next. He hangs around till they leave. They ask the guy who runs the place if those people come in every night. They do. So Campolo asked if he could throw that one prostitute a big birthday party that next night. They were excited about the idea to make all the arrangements. Campolo decorates the diner. The chief bakes a cake. Somebody gets the word out on the street. This is how Campolo described the scene. By 3:15, this is what Campolo described. By 3:15, every prostitute in Honolulu was in the place. It was wall-to-wall prostitute. And me, Campolo, at 3:30 on the dot, the door of the diner swung open, and in came Agnes and her friend. I have everybody ready, After all, I was kind of the MC of the affair. And when they came in, we all screamed, "Happy birthday!" Never have I seen a person so flabbergasted, so stunned, so shaken. Her mouth fell open. Her legs seemed to be buckled a bit. Her friend grabbed her arm to steady her. And she was led to one of the two along the counter. We all sang happy birthday to her. As she came to the end of our singing with happy birthday, dear Agnes, happy birthday to you. Her eyes moistened. Then when the cake was carried out with all the candles on it, she lost it and just openly cried. She couldn't blow out the candles. She couldn't put the cake in the bag. She was overwhelmed that she asked if she could just keep the cake for a little while. The gruff chief said, "It's your cake, go ahead." And so Agnes picked the cake up and carried it home as if it were the most precious thing imaginable. The crowd was stunned into silence, not knowing what else to do. Kempo said, "What do you say we pray?" And he did. He prayed for Agnes, for her salvation, for God to turn her life around. At the end, the chef turned to him in a trace of hostility in his voice and said, "You never told me you were a preacher. What kind of church do you belong to?" Campolo replied, "I belong to a church that throws birthday parties for prostitutes at 3:30 in the morning. Why do you labor on what does not satisfy? The Lord always is concerned with the spiritual need of the believers because he can see our situation. He's always on the prices in our life." And the key verse in Psalm saying, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasure at your right hand." When do we recognize that we are being deceived by Satan? If we do not recognize the Savior, we continue to be with this dryness in our spirituality. The need of spiritual is the most needed need that must be satisfied. Yesterday I was reading in the Living Bread. The author gave us something very important. Many believers look at worship just like a hobby more than an obligation or duty as a Christian. We have different kind of hobbies in our lives. You fish, for example, like shopping, and some of us have hobbies to worship on Sunday. When we come, like a hobby, because we find our friends, we have fellowship dinner that we can talk to our friends, but we do not see that we come to satisfy our thoughts. Our worship must to satisfy our God. And so maybe we come because it's a hobby more than the spiritual need to have filled by the spiritual food that we can please the Lord. May the Lord help us to have this invitation for those who know their mistake. The third point that we can have here, this invitation is for those who know the Lord. In verse 3, we read, "Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Listen to the Lord. We will have life. The Lord knows our need of each of this person. If we need life, we can affirm our mind that the Lord said, everybody has been have sin, and the wage of sin is death. And that means each one of us has death waiting for us. But our fevers, the Lord show me the path of life. There is no other solution to resolve. Come to the Lord. Listen to me," the Lord said. "For each one of us, whoever has ears, let him hear. each must listen individually, personally, though that could be a grown person or a child, whether it's a man or female. We have to personally listen to the Lord and listen to what He said. So we cannot do this with some other person. We cannot listen for the next person, but each one who have ears, let him hear. Listen to me. Listen to me. That means an invitation that could not overcome our ability. Everybody can listen to the Word of God. Everybody can respond to invitation that does not lie outside of our ability to do this response. It is the easiest thing to have this life. And also, do we have the satisfaction or our life can be laid down by a burden, weighed down by a burden. Everybody is being deceived. Everybody has struggling in their life. But there is a woman in the summer, in summer of 1967, a young girl named Joni was riding horses near Chesapeake Bay, Maryland. She decided to go for a swim into the bay as she dove into the shallow water, breaking her neck on a submerged rock. At first, Joni had a hard time reconciling her accident. And she dove into the shallow water, breaking her neck on a submerged rock. At first, Joni had a hard time reconciling her accident with the idea of a loving God. She was angry, demanding to know why this had happened to her. One day, a friend told her, "Jesus knows how you feel." He was paralyzed. He couldn't move or change position on the cross. He was paralyzed by the nails. Joni began to understand God is a God of love, even when tragedy strikes in our lives. Today, God is using Joni Erickson Tada to touch others. Today, God is using Joni Erickson Tada to touch others. Today, she is an internationally known mouth artist, a talented vocalist, a radio host, an author of 17 books, and an advocate for disabled persons worldwide.
Cô đã hót những cái chương trình ở trên radio và cô cũng là tác giả đã viết ra 17 cái quyển sách để chất lệ cho những con người.
In this audio story, you will meet Joni and hear how she struggled to accept God's design in her paralysis. And you can feel how she shared with us how he fought the difficult situation to see God and tell why God put her in this situation. And she once received a letter from an angry young man who had been in an accident. He was bitter at God for allowing him to suffer. He had written to Joni asking the big question, why? After relating some of her own feelings of bitterness and questioning, Joni wrote, the question was, why? Why did God allow this happen to him? If God decided to explain, Joni wrote, all his ways to me, what makes me think I would be able to understand them? It would be like pouring million gallons truth into my 1 ounce brain. God will always know what happens in our life if our heart and put it in the Lord in heart. And that is listening to me and you will have life. Joni has become is a comforting thing for millions people, it will. We are in sadness when we lost a loved ones. We can be sad because of incurable disease in our life. And maybe we put forward the question, why? Why am I in this situation? Why am I sick like this? Dear congregation, remember, come to the source of life. Come and buy wine and meal without money and without God. Because the Lord knows our needs. And the Lord can use me and you, even in the difficult situation, to bless others. We do not want to know. Sometimes it's not important what God is talking to us about. We do not connect with prayer to God because our prayer has no value. We do not want to be with everyone because it's costing me time to be with our fellow believers. We do not come one to the worship place in the world because we feel something, obligation that we feel uncomfortable with. We do not want to be witnessing for Christ because we thought that going out to talk to us, nobody wants to hear us. Dear congregation, there is no other way to solve the situation of our spirit. Christ, we have to be like Joni Emerson Bennett. The Lord will show me the path of life. Before the Lord, He gave me pleasure, eternal pleasure on His right hand. May the Lord give us to hear these invitations with the appropriate response so that we can experience the life fully blessed. Because before the Lord, in His presence, we will have eternal pleasure as we will write. And this morning is the first Sunday of the month we will have communion. Jesus instituted a communion with His disciples, and Jesus said, every time you do this in remembrance of me. We do not heed the Lord because of the picture of being beaten, flowing of blood on the cross, but we remember by our life that whatever the Lord is, we will be like Him. Do we remember the Lord Jesus Christ? Because we will express our lifestyle through our memories of that. So we will pray, asking the Lord, so that when we receive communion, the cup and bread represent the body and blood of Christ, that we may be worthy to receive this communion of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God. If we receive this cup and bread in an unworthy manner, we are committing sins against the Lord. May the Lord help us that we will receive the cup and bread worthy of His death. Let's all stand. We will read together the key verse this morning before the final prayer. Let's read. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Dear our Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, because You have led us into the path of life among the situation that each one of us will go toward death, that You have found us a way. We are thankful because we can come to the Lord to experience the good thing from the Lord. We can buy wine and bread without money because Jesus has paid a price for us, all that on the cross, so that we can come before the Lord and receive salvation without cost, receive the fulfillment of our soul, our spirit. May You remind us this morning, there might be some kind of busyness in life that prevents, that could not give us the opportunity to enjoy You. There may be some sadness, some burdens in our life that cause us to be separated from God. There may be some lack of understanding of Your word that will cause our spirit to be withered. without spiritual food. The Lord said, come and listen to me, and then you will have life. And this morning, this invitation is coming to each one of us, remind us, so that we can know that before the Lord, there is full of eternal pleasure. We satisfy with the Lord that we will be in hope forever to give our life to enjoy. May you bless each one of us. And this morning, we will receive cup and bread, represent your body and your blood. May we be worthy to receive this cup and bread. We're worthy to receive these representations that your life on the cross, because of our sin, will be a source of blessing that we remember. We lift up everyone into your hand for your blessing. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.